Hey Comets, this is Anna Acosta, news editor at The Telescope. You're listening to The Telescope Weekly. Even though Palomar's campuses are closed, there's a lot happening at Palomar this week. Here's a lowdown on what students should know. Job deadlines have been extended to May 15th. Any dropped courses will be automatically refunded to their original form of payment. Students should make sure to check their student emails daily. You can access your student email via your e-services account. The student health centers are providing free phone services to students. Free Ask the Nurse phone consultations are available, and nurses can be reached at 760-891-7530. The Teaching and Learning Center is still providing free skill shops to students in online formats. Their new digital skill shops can help students with test prep, study habits, and financial advice. Be sure to visit the TLC website for more information. Now I'll hand it off to Kiana, who will be sharing some recent news involving our local community.
Thank you, Anna, for the introduction. I'll be discussing three stories to update you on what's been happening in our local community. On May 1st, hundreds of people gathered in front of the Hall of Justice in downtown San Diego to protest against the extended lockdown put in place by Governor Gavin Newsom. While the leader of the protests stated that the protesters would follow the social distancing guidelines, most of the attendees did not follow them. These reopening rallies are scattered throughout the U.S. from one like this protest to gun-toting men and women who stormed the Capitol building in Lansing, Michigan on April 30th. Since the start of the pandemic and stay-at-home orders, the rise in Nintendo Switch sales have skyrocketed, with the highly anticipated release of Animal Crossing New Horizons and people wanting to stay entertained. Businesses around the country have been struggling to keep the handheld gaming consoles on the shelf. While the public demand rises, the COVID-19 pandemic has put a halt on sales. Nintendo has stated that the pandemic would impact Switch shipments in Japan. Nintendo did not give a schedule or assumed date for when the Switch shipments would resume regularly. Former Marine and current Palomar Comet Kyren Griffin played wide receiver for our football team during the 2019-2020 season. Because of his performance during the season, he earned himself a full ride scholarship to study and play at Troy University, a Division I in Alabama. Griffin is currently majoring in psychology at Palomar and wants to earn a bachelor's degree at Troy, but in athletics, he said that he would love to make it to the first team All-Conference or All-American. For the full stories, head over to the Telescope's website to read more. Now over to Amber with updates on the Palomar departments.
Thank you, ladies, for those reports and the introduction. I'm Amber Robinson, Telescope staff writer, and I'll be providing updates on some of our Palomar departments, as well as developments on our ever-evolving online campus. The art department has canceled its end-of-year art sale, as well as the art scholarship competition, which usually awards money to art students through a judging process and awards grants from donors through the Palomar Foundation. The art department student exhibition, which annually showcases student artwork in the Boehm Gallery on campus, has also been canceled. All art students who paid materials fees have received or will shortly receive a 75% refund. Students not earning an A will be able to repeat their courses. The fashion department will present their yearly Moda fashion show this year, but in the form of an online slideshow, which will feature spring semester 2020 students' personal fashion creations. The department will also put out its annual Moda fashion magazine. This year's fashion theme is Explore the Possibilities. The magazine and slideshow will feature fashion creations from student designers Alejandra and Elizabeth Cisneros, Anna Surfit, Deborah Ong, Francis Tapia, Hinako Corey, Lori Fully, Michael Martin, Myra Esperith, Parker Wise, Tammy Lancaster, Sakura Yasuda, and Shayesta Marana. The magazine features student models photographed by Matt Kingsley. The date and time for the online fashion show is pending. To learn more on when the fashion show will be and where to acquire this year's Moda magazine, go to the department website at www.palomar.edu/fashion. The Palomar Veterans Resource Center has adopted new online protocol for certifying courses with concern regarding the transmission of COVID-19. The VRC will temporarily allow veteran students to certify their classes for the semester and add drop classes from a current certification using an online format. Any email correspondence must be done from the veteran's Palomar student email. Documents submitted from personal emails will not be accepted. Veterans who wish to add drop classes can email their changes to the VRC official email. The veteran's email must include first and last name, Palomar student identification number, and the course the veteran is requesting to add and or drop. All veteran correspondence with the VRC will be conducted at veterans@palomar.edu. And last but not least, the Palomar Theater Department will be presenting their first ever Zoom shows, Haunted in Quarantine and This Tiny House. Directed by theater instructor Michael Muffson, Haunted in Quarantine is a thought-provoking and entertaining piece which follows a support group for those who are being haunted. Now, with the pandemic at hand, group members are faced with their hauntings and the quarantine. The support group moves online to Zoom meetings, and the plot thickens from there. The second show, This Tiny House, is inspired by our very own community. Muffson asked the local community to send the department stories on what they are going through during lockdown. He was surprised to receive over 40 responses. These real-life accounts will be the roots of inspiration that drive the performances for This Tiny House, a collection of short monologues about quarantine the students will create. Both shows will play May 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., then Haunted in Quarantine Only will play at midnight both nights. For more information on how to access the show on Zoom, go to www.palomarperforms.com or email Michael Muffson at mmuffson@palomar.edu. That is mufson@palomar.edu. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to all the departments, faculty, directors, and students for their determination and ingenuity as Palomar continues to educate in the face of COVID-19 crisis. That's it for me. Have a great week and stay safe.
That's all from us, Comets. Stay safe out there, and we hope to see you very soon.